tidying up your politics, and a surprise caller.
Hello, welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for June 3rd, 2016. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
We're actually heading off to Cincinnati after this, so we're banging this out.
Yep, won't see any gorillas there.
Now, if you fell into the pit, I'd be willing to kill the gorilla.
Well, thank you, I guess.
That is such a weird story. I don't get that story.
I don't get it. I understand being sad that a gorilla was killed, but from the tape, they really had to, they had no other choice. The kid would have been killed, and whether the parents were watching him properly or not, or whatever the case was, it doesn't mean that, oh, well, he should just be dead.
What other weirdnesses happened in Cincinnati this week? There's a second story, right? Something weird happened. We're all just sort of staring at each other. I'm apparently having an episode. So anyway, so we're going to be in Cincinnati. So thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. Let's dive right in, shall we? The week began with Honey Bunny. Was it? No, Carmen tidying up. Political. We got the book. It was recommended by a friend of a friend, the wonderful Japanese thing of tidying up, I think is the title.
The practical magic or something like that.
Yeah. And
life-changing magic, something.
The but life set.
It's magical.
Yeah, it's magical. It's magical. And it actually getting rid of stuff is a good idea. So I thought I'd kind of glom onto that and use that as a crux to go into a storyline, which later in the week, Honey Bunny gets a surprise call from someone who wants her to be his running mate. And of course, it's Donald Trump. And given that things, I mean, this election season, just when you think things can't get weirder, they get weirder. I mean,
you wouldn't be surprised if it actually happened.
Well, I mean,
she wouldn't do it, but
looking for someone who's meaner than him and will say things and be an attack dog, which is what the role of a vice president candidate usually is in an election. So, you know, yeah, why not? I mean, apparently Sarah Palin is still on his short list, which.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, no.
Well, actually, it worked out well because she knew about foreign policy with Russia because she could see it from her house.
Yeah.
And he's actually been there because he knows all about it because of his Miss Universe pageant that he held there. So, hey, that's a hell of a lot of knowledge right there.
That's that's a lot of Russian knowledge right there in two steaming piles. Right there. I am going to leak a little bit of a storyline and a little bit of a surprise in Prickly City coming up in the next couple of weeks. The listeners won't see it and for about 2 or 3 weeks, but Carmen is actually going to leave the Prickly City Daily Peccary.
And
she's going to join a campaign.
Whose campaign?
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, you're not going to tell, huh?
Mm-mm. But it's someone who I actually been researching a lot in the last couple of weeks.
Ah, I think I have an idea. I was going to ask you if you're ever going to get around to doing something like that.
I'm going to.
Well, good. So tune in and find out who he will be supporting.
Okay.
What, so should we talk about some comments?
Yes, please.
Yes, I like this comment here. Wild Bill says that from Go Comics says, we survived Bill. 8 years of W and 8 years of Obama, and we will doubtless survive a term or two of whichever socialist fascist we elect this time. The only people who will be happy about it will be the comedians.
And the cartoonists.
Right.
Let's be clear. Wild Bill, thanks for commenting. I've got to tell you, though, if Donald Trump is elected, I really fear for the future of this country. I truly do. This is the same guy who has no respect for the rule of law and wants to use, you know, things that we should apparently give nuclear weapons to our friends like Saudi Arabia. That would be
awesome. Dangerous.
He's dangerous. And he's yes, he is. So we survived George W. We survived Barack Obama. Yeah. But I don't think we've ever faced anything quite like the Donald.
Well, they weren't crazy. I mean, you may disagree
depends
with their politics, and obviously I was not thrilled about the war, but I think they were still pretty basic politicians.
Yeah.
But he is not. He just says whatever comes to his head, and what comes to his head is scary.
Yes. Yes, it is. Any other comments?
Here are a couple from Dr. Toon. These kind of go together, so let me read them both at the same time.
Okay.
Dr. Toon says...
Two different comments from Dr. Toon?
Yes. No, okay. Two different comments from two different people.
Who are they? Dr. Toon and...
I'll tell you.
All
let
right.
me finish.
I'm sorry.
Dr. Toon says, every election, someone says they will move out of the country if fill-in-the-blank is elected. And Dinkytown says, it should go the other way. We should bring back ostracism. Everyone votes on the candidate we like the least, and the winner is expelled from the country for 1 year. That would increase voter turnout.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it would. It would absolutely, that'd be
definitely
so much fun too. It would be like, it'd be like a national version of Survivor. That's a great idea. It really
you off the country.
I have actually, I know this, I'm going to sound like I'm nuts. I am. I'm going to sound like the Alec Baldwin of cartooning. But I've actually talked to some friends about moving out if Donald Trump is elected, because I think things will be bad. So I'm looking for nice places to move to. No one ever says, you know, so-and-so is elected, I'm going to move to Turkmenistan. No, they don't say that.
They usually say Canada.
They usually say Canada, which is very nice. You know, America's hat, as it were. But I'm looking at France. Good cheese, good wine.
That's true. Except for that you can't eat cheese as much anymore. And...
Well, I can. It makes it very unpleasant for anyone around me. Okay. Well, now that's out there. we'll see what happens, but I really... really believe that this is one of the most dangerous candidates we have ever had the potential of being elected to the presidency. So that's about it. Is there any more?
I just have one more comment. Cool. I'm going to read from I. Gray about your cartoon where Donald is asking Honey to be his running mate. She says, or he or she says, this is one of the scarier cartoons I have seen in a while. I could see this happening.
You know what? That's how weird it has gotten, is you really could conceivably say, yeah, this could happen. You know, why not? Anyway, thank you for commenting. For anyone else, if you want to follow us or just follow the adventures of Carmen and Winslow, go to gocomics.com/pricklycity, leave a comment, or you can go to scottstantis.com, or you can email us directly at pricklycity@gmail.com. Listen, thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly Seed Podcast. Until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.